Welcome to HTP Podcast, where we go beyond just strokes and strategy. And our main mission here is to change the culture of tennis to a more positive and holistic approach, having one conversation at a time. And today I am here with Olivia Kim, also known as Liv. And I'm so excited that you're here. I was really blessed as a coach to work with you. You were definitely one of my favorite players to work with just because of your approach and your attitude, even on days where you weren't always feeling good or like maybe were exhausted and tired, and you always gave your best effort. And I love that. Olivia, if you can tell us a little bit about you and your background.
My story is a little bit different from other collegiate tennis players because I really started getting into tennis in ninth grade. I was playing about once a week up until that point, but I was at a pretty academically rigorous school that didn't really allow me to do any extracurriculars because I was studying so much and doing homework. I got to play tennis once a week at a racquet club here in Scottsdale, and I loved it. I would watch tennis all the time with my dad, and it was just something that I loved, but at the same time knew that, academics always came first because that's what the environment that I was raised in. But I never really voiced my love for tennis until I was at the point in my academic career where I was deciding if I was going to stay at this school for high school or to my district public school and kind of switch schools. And I wanted to switch schools. My parents didn't want me to. So it was kind of up for discussion a little bit. And I had voiced to my mom how much I loved tennis and how I wanted to play it more. So I thought that going to a public school would allow me to kind of do both. She was open to it. My dad was kind of like on the fence, not really. She was like, let's maybe, have a discussion about it. I ended up moving from this racquet club to meeting my first real coach, Jared, which is where I met Jira. I mean, I told him that I loved tennis and I think that he saw that and he was like, you want to do it, you need to like fully commit to it. At the time, there were a couple girls at this academy that were homeschooled or doing online school and focusing on tennis. And so I brought it up to my mom and I was really scared. And she didn't say no. So I was kind of like, okay, this is a good starting point. And we discussed it. And I brought it up to my dad. And my dad, I mean, at the time I was not very good. I didn't really know how to play tennis.
You hadn't even played like any tournaments yet, right? Like any major USTA
Right.
tournaments.
I hadn't at all. And there was a group of girls that played at this racquet club that I was playing at in eighth grade who were the top girls in the section at the time in 14s. And my coach that I was playing with at my racquet club was like, those girls are not even, you're not even near their level. So it was a little discouraging. But so I ended up moving to Jared and we discussed homeschooling and there were girls there that were doing it. And my mom and dad said, we'll do it for a year and we'll do it for ninth grade and see how it goes. If it doesn't work out, you're going to be going to public school. Okay, like, thank you so much. And from then on, I mean, tennis was everything to me. And I was playing, 4 to 6 hours a day with girls that are leaps and bounds better than me. I mean, definitely didn't feel like I fit in with that group. They were amazing girls, and I'm still very good friends with all of them now. And they kind of took me in and they were super nice and they were very encouraging. And then to have coaches like Jared, Jira, another coach there that I'm still good friends with, they really helped me and I got significantly better in a year playing tournaments. And there were times when I was losing every single match, like week and week and week, very discouraging. There were times when I told my mom, like, I don't want to do this. This is not for me. I'm not good enough. I'm not going to be good enough. Parents of players were saying, like, why is she doing this? Like, this doesn't make any sense. I was embarrassed. It was a whole thing. And so my mom was like, you need to just keep pushing through. Like, I think you can do it. And so I did. I kept pushing through and I got better. I mean, I was spending half of my day on the tennis court. My one goal was to play collegiate tennis. And there were a lot of coaches that told me there's just no way you're going to be able to play at any level in college. And I continued homeschooling until I graduated high school. And I ended up moving coaches, moving academies to another academy with a lot of players who were actually, it was the group of girls that I was told when I was in eighth grade I would never be able to play with, were girls that I ended up playing with. Yes. And
Wow,
they're actually
just within
some of
like
my,
a couple years.
yeah, I would say 3 years about.
In tennis, years, like that's not that long, you
Yeah.
know? Like in tennis years, 3 years, like starting from beginner to then like playing with them, like that just shows how much work you put in and effort you put in. Like that is amazing. Love.
And looking back, I obviously at the time you don't really realize, how much work you're putting into something. That experience, those 3 years taught me, more than I've been taught in the last 21 years I've been on this earth. I learned what true grit and determination was, and it's something that, I'm so thankful for, and it set me up for a lot of, opportunities and experiences I've had throughout my collegiate experience. But so I moved coaches, was with a group of girls and guys who were my level, better than me, worse than me. It was honestly awesome. And my senior year of high school, it was kind of like the beginning of COVID, and one of my really good friends that Jira actually coached, was me and her name is Ava. She went to the public high school in Scottsdale and was like, you have to come, like it's your senior year. Like at that point, I was already talking to a lot of college coaches, so it's not like homeschooling was going to really push me that much further. So I decided to go back to school, and it ended up being COVID, so I was
Cool.
anyways. But
Oh,
I
dang.
got that hybrid experience, and I got
Okay.
to be in like a classroom, which is important for my parents, especially because I was about to be going into college. They wanted me to acclimate back into being in like a classroom with a bunch of kids and like a routine. And I ended up going to a bunch of showcases for tennis because my results on paper, my UTR, my rankings, they weren't as strong because I hadn't been playing for that long, and my tournament experience really wasn't that great. So a lot of coaches would tell me in emails like, oh, your UTR is just not high enough for this team. And everyone says, my UTR is a lot lower than it should be. I truly felt that mine was a little bit lower. So I ended up going to a bunch of showcases in California, and that's where I met a ton of coaches across the D1 to D3 level. Met my college coach that I played at Trinity for, Andrew, and he's awesome.
And you got
And
a full ride scholarship.
yes, I got so D3 doesn't give like tennis scholarships, but
Okay.
they do give pretty hefty academic scholarships, obviously depending on the school and depending on, how badly the coach wants you to come. And it was so interesting because I felt like people wanted me to come to their school. And I was so used to being like, oh, like I'm good enough, like I can play with these people and I can compete with these people. And then on the flip side, I was having these coaches be like, we want you to come, like we'll give you this and this. And it was a totally different experience. I really couldn't tour any schools during COVID, and Texas was the only state that was really allowing visits. And so I'd never been to Texas before, and so I was like, I'm gonna go and visit. And I visited, and a week later I committed. And I was really
Wow.
excited, and actually one of the girls that I trained with ended up committing with me the same year, so we experienced together. And so I had accomplished my one goal of playing collegiate tennis, so I was like, what's next? Like what else
Yeah.
do? And I didn't really know much about college tennis, but I did a lot of research, and I learned about, being all American and making it to NCAAs. And I was like, that'd be really cool. Like, maybe I'll do that, maybe not. I accomplished my one goal of playing collegiate tennis.
Which
Well,
is huge. So I
and so
do
I was.
really want to point out, though, a lot of parents and players don't realize that just because you start later, you can go to a really competitive tennis program. I mean, you guys were how many times national champs?
27.
27 national champs. There's always playing options. And that's one thing I love about your story is even though so many people in in certain tennis communities, I mean, I was definitely not one of them. Like I knew the effort you were putting in was going to equal out by the time like you were gonna play college. Like I could tell. When you hear a lot of other people in the tennis community small and Arizona's like even smaller. So when you have people telling you like, oh no, you're not gonna make it or you're not good enough, that in itself can be super discouraging. And I remember so many tournaments that you played and you just didn't have enough playing experience yet to like really figure out how to win at times. And that's really what you needed. And that didn't stop you. Oh man, that would have stopped so many players from moving forward. And that's what I love, 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 love about your story is that that never stopped you and you kept going and you went to a great school. And I mean, you guys are national champions 27 times, which is crazy. I would love to hear some of the negative experiences in tennis as well.
Hate to call them negative experiences because I feel like in the end, they ended up making me and shaping me into the person that I am today. And they were negative experiences. You know, each USTA section is pretty small. Everyone knows each other. Arizona is like especially small because it's literally just the state of Arizona and the small town of El Paso. Like, it's so incredibly small. And there were maybe 4 to 5 bigger academies in Arizona. I wouldn't even count some of them as the bigger academies. There were probably 2 or 3 that were like the main ones that all of the kids in Arizona trained at. Obviously, when you're training with a bunch of kids and tennis is a very competitive and individual sport, especially in juniors, things can get very gossipy and clicky. You're playing the same people over and over and over again. Like, I don't even think I can tell you how many times I played half the girls that are now my best friends in tournaments. I mean, it was like incessant. Mental health was something that I had no experience with prior coming to college, like at all. I used to just sucking it up, moving on, like pushing through and kind of ignoring all the bad things. Environment can get very toxic and definitely got to me. I mean, like I said, there were times when even when I was graduating from juniors and going to college tennis, where I told my mom, like, I don't want to go and play that tournament. I don't want to have to play the same girls over and over again. Like, I don't want to hear, oh my God, she's playing this person. Like, oh my God, she lost to this person. Like, there's like an argument and a fight, and then you're no longer friends with someone who you were. I went through that so many times and kind of drew me away why I was excited to go to college, because I was going to be around a brand new group of people. A lot of the girls in my graduating class ended up going Division 1, and I was one of the few that went Division 3. That was another thing, like going Division 1 is everyone's dream, and I wanted to go Division 1 as well. So many Division 3 schools that are honestly can be just as good as some of the D1 schools, and academically they're amazing. It's just dealing with the negative talk, I think, was the hardest thing for me. So going to college was amazing because I had a brand new group of people. I got to play with all these new girls. That was a great experience. And I think that that kind of turned that negative into a positive for me. And definitely I had my ups and downs in college too. Definitely was not a straight linear path for me. I went into college on a high note. I had a great summer before going into college. Probably the best tennis I've ever played. It was awesome. So I came into college and, you know, my coach put me into lineup and I was playing top of the lineup in doubles and singles. And I was riding that wave a little bit, and then the pressure kind of got to me and I was losing, and the girls will be girls and there's gossip. And then it's like, who's going to be playing that spot because she's losing. And I definitely went through a lot of ups and downs with that. And my coach was super supportive. My parents were super supportive.
That's like, great that your coach was super supportive. I mean, I know your parents are going to support you no matter what, but you don't always find that in college, having coaches to support you. I feel like what number you play in college is always the talk of the team. That in itself puts so much pressure on every person, which in some ways pressure is good, but then you have more of the negative side where it can be very debilitating for you even to like compete out there. I mean, I remember when I played my roommate in college in our fall match and I ended up beating her 3 sets, and I remember walking up to shake hands with her and I thought she wasn't going to shake my hand. I thought we weren't going to be friends anymore. I was like, I live with her. Oh man, this is going to be really hard. Thank God she wasn't like that. Like, we ended up being great friends afterwards, but that happens so many times with girls.
Yeah. I mean, my coach adopted a very different mindset than other college coaches I had talked to, where he all played each other. I mean, like he would always say, playing your teammates is the best opportunity. I mean, you get to play against girls that, you know, are not going to be your opponent on the other side. We would play each other. That didn't have, I mean, I'm sure it did a little bit, but that didn't determine who's playing where. And I think that that really cultivated an environment where, okay, like we're playing each other to get better. This competition right now, and you get to get better from playing me, and I get to get better from playing you. And whoever wins this match doesn't play higher in the lineup. Like, that has nothing to do with how he determines it. And
that's awesome.
So he did a great job in cultivating an environment where he tried to eliminate that gossip as much as possible. Big transition for a lot of junior players to college is going from playing a very individual sport to kind of having that team aspect. I mean, if you play high school tennis, you kind of get it. You're used to going to tournaments with your parents and that's it. And that's your support them. And it doesn't matter who your friends are. If you have to play them, they're your opponents at the end of the day and they're cheering against against you. Playing in college, I mean, I got to play next to all of my best friends and they're all cheering for me and no one's ever saying, oh, I want her to lose. Like, it's none of that. That was a great experience as well.
Awesome. You just graduated from college and now you're moving into the working life. If you can just kind of share a little bit with what you're doing.
I went into college as a communications major. I kind of wanted to do journalism. Trinity is a pretty small liberal arts school. There's around 3,000 kids, I think, at the most. So it's very, very small. So they didn't have niche majors like journalism. They had very broad majors. So I went in as a communications major and then ended up graduating as a psychology major. I kind of did a focus in child psychology. So I did a minor in teaching and education. I will be a therapist for kids with autism.
That's amazing.
I'm super
I love
excited.
that. And then you start.
I start July 1st. I start in around a month. I'm doing some traveling. I have some teammates coming to Arizona to visit. I'm so excited.
Yay, that's awesome. I'm so happy for you, Liv. Like,
Thank
that's
you.
So beautiful. If you could leave us with one advice that if someone was in your shoes starting late and dealing with all the gossip that you dealt with in juniors and some of the hurdles that you went through, what would you say to that person?
I mean, I know everyone says, you know, no matter how hard you work and how you feel, like, keep going, keep pushing through. But, you know, that was the advice that I was given from parents and coaches along the way. And I really can't stress how thankful I am that I stuck it out and just put my head down and worked as hard as I could. And it paid off. And I genuinely don't think any of it has to do with luck. I think that it has to do with true determination and perseverance and hard work. And I know that the times where you are crying and don't want to be playing anymore and you're losing and you have to listen to, you know, outside voices, it really can feel like it's the end of the world and that the only choice is to stop. But I promise if you put your head down and work, it will pay off in the long run. I never imagined I would be sitting here like where I am, having all of the experiences and accomplishments I've had in the past 6, 7 years of me playing tennis. I so unbelievably thankful that I pushed through and persevered and wrote it out, because I got a lot of life-changing experiences that I am so thankful for and that a lot of people don't normally get in their college experience. So I think that just putting your head down and working hard in juniors, I know it's really hard and I know it can be a really toxic environment, but at the end of the day, if you work hard and, you know, give it your all, it will end up working out and you'll end up where you're supposed to be.
I love that. You will end up where you're meant to go. Totally. 100%. Thank you so much today for taking time. And if you guys like these type of interviews, feel free to follow, subscribe, and of course, like and share.